Good evening, and thank you so much for joining me here on BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, and here on Medium in Our Midst, it is my heart's desire to awaken everyone to the light within you, to empower self-healing, and to remember and realize your true potential as a soul having a physical experience. Whether you have listened before or you are joining me for the first time, I so appreciate being able to share this time with you. Before I begin tonight's show, I just want to ask you to please visit my website. It's DariaJustin.com, and there you will find events, upcoming guests for my radio show. You can read my inspirational blog or get information about having a reading. If you'd like to be kept current, please sign up for my weekly newsletter or find me on Facebook, or you can email me, and that is at souls, S-A-U-L-S, at DariaJustin.com. We have some numbers, call-in numbers. We are going to be taking calls later with my beautiful guest, Dr. Aurora Juliana Ariel, and I'm going to give you those numbers before I tell you about her. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, and there are three additional lines. That is 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185 and 530-413-4522, and those numbers are on BBS Station 1. Tonight's guest is Dr. Aurora Juliana Ariel. She is the creator of The Quest and award-winning author of the Earth 2012 series, a pioneering doctor whose research and work have given her a profound understanding of the psyche and the tools to heal an ailing humanity. She holds over 35 certificates and degrees in advanced healing methods, as well as a doctorate in psychology. She is also a kahuna in the Hawaiian tradition, the successor of Hawaiian kahuna Shaolin Grandmaster Peng. Working with countless clients over many years with miraculous results, Dr. Ariel's landmark discoveries led to the development of a breakthrough counseling theory and practice, The Quest. Its distillation into a complete self-healing system for the layperson and the founding of the Institute of Advanced Healing to bring out The Quest worldwide. She is passing on her vast body of knowledge in her book, There Are Four to Date, and Life Coach and Counselor Certification courses under The Quest University, a division of the Institute of Advanced Healing she founded and heads. Her next one-year Life Coach and Counselor course begins this fall in California to transform your life while learning to help others, and we'll talk more about that later on in the show. Dr. Ariel is also committed to getting The Quest to everyone on the planet, so she is gifting her latest book, The Quest, Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny, for free. Yes, people, you heard that. For free just by going to her website, which is www.aurorajulianaariel.com. That is also up on my show page, so you can find it there. She is a music producer, recording artist, a singer with four music CDs released to date, and a host of inspired music, books, and films on their way under her multimedia company, EOS. So without further ado, that was quite a mouthful, but you certainly deserve the introduction because you have accomplished so much. Good evening, Dr. Ariel, and welcome to Medium in Our Midst.
Thank you, Daria. I am so excited to be with you today and with all the listeners worldwide that are tuning in.
Well, we have so much to talk about this evening, so we're going to just kind of jump into it. And once again, if anybody wants to call, if you have a question for Dr. Ariel or would you like to share some stories, please call in. I want to start out the evening by saying there is a sacred alchemy taking place as people are releasing patterns, coming out of a collective amnesia and aligning with their authentic, fully conscious self. So you, who have so many credentials, began as a research scientist, and we were talking before and you were telling me how seeing people's sufferings, you wanted to find a cure and you made this some landmark discovery. So why don't we start off there?
Okay, great. I'm excited to share that topic because it's been a totally important facet of my life journey. As much as I love bringing out the transformational music books and films, The Quest is really the heart of my sacred offering to the world.
You also talked about the human potential movement and the studies by the cultural creative, a core of visionary activists. So you were able to actually determine these massive amount of souls who are coming into the planet with a purpose?
I guess. In the Earth 2012 series, it really focuses in on what's happening in this very significant time period on Earth where we're seeing this massive awakening, a global awakening in consciousness worldwide, a big shift in values and the way people are addressing life and how they are being in life. So we're seeing like a black and white kind of difference between when these particular souls I've been cataloging came in and before, like what the world looked like before, and then when the violet people started being birthed on the earth, and these are the ones I've been cataloging, how very different things have been. So this is what gets really exciting about this time period and the whole prophecies around 2012 and the massive amount of prophecies we have for our time and this a big awakening that's occurring. What can happen, what can burst from that is literally a new world, a whole new way that humanity is living on this planet. And the point that I've seen as pivotal in this whole mix has been the violet person. And, you know, and their piece to this puzzle, their being the significant piece to this destiny unfoldment on Earth.
And we talked a lot, too, about how the violet people are, they are humans. We are all humans. And it's important to look at not just that the violet people are just enlightened souls or enlightened beings, but they are humans, and they also have problems to deal with. They have a shadow side to look at. And I was so fascinated by how you came up with this modality with the quest to move through, to look at what is happening in your life, to move through it in such a quick way that you're able to actually get down to business and really understand why you're here and what you're here to accomplish.
Yeah, I think my greatest offerings for the violet people, because they are the souls on Earth that really are about personal and planetary transformation. That's one of the major signatures of the violet person, and that's why I gave them the name. The name is relevant. It's not just some hokey name I thought up, but when I really went through and I listed the 22 master qualities of the violet person, you know, they're visionaries, they have compassion for humanity, they want to make a difference, they feel they have a purpose and a mission to fulfill, sometimes they feel alone in the world and nobody's like them, you know, there's these amazing qualities. But the overall energetic of this soul group, which I have now estimated to be between 50, 80 million people around the world, is that violet energetic of transmutation. The violet's that high vibratory ray of the spectrum of colors. And it really is that high frequency of transformation that we're even seeing in some scientific and health instruments now, you know, UV light and all that.
Right. And I think a lot of people who kind of walk around with this feeling all through their life that they are here for a mission and maybe they're not understanding what it is, they resonate with that frequency. And what really amazed me was when you said there were millions. And you actually substantiated that by going to these visionary groups who were actually doing studies.
Yeah, one great one is that book, Creative, the Cultural Creative.
The Cultural Creative, right.
Anderson, yeah, and Ray. They studied for 13 years the demographics in Europe and U.S. of this soul group they call Cultural Creatives, who are very much planetary activists. And, you know, I would say, you know, there has been so many movements launched since the 60s. Well, the violet people, I was really excited to find, were listed as their core group. So they have this big group that they're estimating 50 million just of that group in the U.S. and Europe. Well, when you look, or in the U.S., when you look at the core group of the violet people that they were speaking to. These are the not only activists, but people that really cared about the inner world of the soul and finding out who they are and what's their mission. So this is a kind of eclectic group in the mix. And then when you bring it globally, that's when you get the higher numbers of the soul group.
And I think it's really important for people to understand that if they are listening this evening, there's a very good chance that they have been attracted to this show at this time while you're here, because this is very prevalent for them. I heard a beep, so I'm hoping that someone has a question concerning what we were just talking about, so maybe I'll bring that person on and we'll take a call before we continue with our conversation.
Okay, great.
Okay, so caller, are you on the line?
I am, yes.
And who am I speaking to, please?
Pam from New York.
Oh, hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm fine, Daria. How nice to hear your voice again. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So do you have a question for Dr. Ariel?
Actually, it's a question more towards my dreams that have been very vivid, and they seem to be pointing towards a positive outcome, you know, for career. And I just wanted to ask if I'm correct in that interpretation. Is that what, you know, you guys see?
Well, I think that dreams are very indicative of us working out a lot of solutions in other realms. And if you've had a very positive experience, then I would trust that, yes, something is shifting for you, and I would just say have faith that, yes, absolutely, something is shifting for you.
Mm.
Ariel,
okay.
Do you want to say anything about that?
No, because the way I work with dreams is through a dream therapy approach, and the quest I would apply to give a voice to all the parts in your dream, and you can journal this, and let's say you can even journal inanimate objects within your dream that seem significant. And basically what you do is a gestalt type of a process on it, where you would become each part, and then you can write it out like in a journal or just, you know, internally, and really get the feel of what that part, because your dreams are your subconscious speaking to you, and each facet of the dream is actually what I call an inner aspect or a part of you.
I agree.
And so each part is giving a message. And these messages are very different than what we try to do mentally, try to figure it out, you know, and interpret dreams.
Right.
And it's so much more accurate and effective for you to get really what's happening and what message your subconscious is saying. And maybe it's you need to clear a pattern that's in the way of your greater success if you're, you know, maybe it's showing you something to do, or, you know, a mental posture you need to be in to have that success up there. So you wouldn't want to just leave it at, oh, it's going to be successful. You want to see the journey it's taking you on to get to that success. What is it saying? Why you would remember that dream? What is it wanting you to be aware of consciously?
Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
And once again, in the quest, you talk about journaling as being an important part of this of your evolution, the evolution of your soul, and really writing things down.
Well,
yeah.
I give it away. I, of course, do it internally, but I give it in that format so people can learn and master it. And what I like to inspire people to do is, you know, have a beautiful journal and write all the dreams and visions and your victories and blessings and hopes and set your intentions. But also when you start sharing feelings of that you're sad or lonely or brokenhearted or had a devastating experience, take that to the next level with the quest. Actually, step number one lets you express those feelings, but then identify the part of you that has the feeling, which I call an inner aspect or a subconscious personality. Get a visual image of that part of you, which you can kind of do a little drawing to really anchor that. And then you start ministering to that part of you. You bring that part of you through the seven steps to a complete healing and resolution. Not only in the seven steps do you go from panic to peace in minutes, or anxiety and tension to to calm, but you've actually seen why these circumstances are happening, and you get to the deeper roots in your subconscious of some belief systems you might have taken on that are creating a pattern that is creating the unhappy circumstance financially or the challenging circumstance in your relationship. So the quest is a very powerful ally that that's why I'm gifting it to the world for free, because I'm just excited to hand this over to everyone mm-hmm. to use in their lives.
Well, thank you so much, Pam, for calling in.
And thank you both very much. It was very insightful.
Enjoy listening. I wanted to talk about your, since you just related all that information to Pam, talk about your own experience. We were talking before about how you had heart problems when you were in your very early 30s and how you helped yourself with this in really a miraculous way.
Yeah, I think, you know, great challenges compel us to find remedies and cures, and, you know, the mother, you know, adversity is kind of the mother of invention, right? We are challenged, and therefore it sets us on a path. And I was in a very challenging, heartbreaking relationship that became abusive, and it was so devastating to me. But at that time, I was very much into the spiritual persuasion of kind of bypassing the heartbreak and the feelings, you know, the spiritual component and the teachings I had seen was to be loving and kind and long-suffering, not to be, you know, throwing in anger, upset, and pain. And so I did this for about a year when I had two heart attacks within 6 months, and then I was told I had contracted a heart condition that was going to debilitate me very quickly to death, or at least could debilitate me very quickly to death. And here I had four small children, and the whole thing was just such a crazy thing, because mm-hmm. here was this little girl, young mother, leading a very pure life, very kind and loving, that not only had an abuser pounding her head in the ground and being psychologically abusive, but now she's, you know, dying and having heart attacks. And the heart attacks didn't go with my healthy lifestyle, neither did the abuser being there. And I, of course, you know, a normal person would not be able to make sense of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would revert to the thinking, well, maybe it's true I'm a sinner getting punished, but you can't remember what you ever did to deserve this. Or maybe the Eastern philosophy of, oh, well, maybe this is my karma and I was horrible in a past life. But for me, I didn't want to die. You know, I had children. And so
sometimes we've grown up, too, with, you know, the good versus evil, where there are just evil people and, you know, poor me, I'm the victim, and this is the evil person, instead of looking at it as this is you needed to release this old patterning, maybe not even been aware of it, and with this person coming into your life sets up the situation to facilitate for you to be able to release this.
That's
and it's interesting, too, that it was your heart, you know, because your heart is just the soul, the center of loving yourself and radiating that love.
Yeah, it's kind of proved a few things for me, that the highest teachings I thought on the planet of the spiritual teachings were not effective in dealing with these matters. And because I didn't honor and listen to my heart and work on the parts of me that were so much in pain, I wasn't able to deal with the situation effectively or have those clear boundaries to extricate myself faster. I got out pretty fast, but not fast enough for that. And I also, you know, but it set me on the journey. It set me on a quest to find out, well, why did good people suffer and why did this happen to me? And so it really gave me all those certificates you listed of all the training under pioneering doctors in alternative medicine to remedy my heart. But ultimately, I had to go deeper. I had to go into the psyche. I had to get in there to find out what was really going on. And it was kind of what you were saying, Gary, in the sense of patterning that I would call a Saint Martyr pattern that most people are embedded with on this planet, especially after the last 2,000 years and some of the religious programming we've had to be long-suffering, turn the other cheek, and if you're, you know, you have to pick up your cross and follow Jesus. A lot of these beliefs have become embedded in our psyche and created patterns where if you are living a saintly life and a spiritual life, then you're going to suffer. You're going to have hardships and setbacks because, you know, that's the way it is here. And
mm-hmm.
I was able to really uncover all these things and make landmark discoveries in the psyche and bring forth new knowledge of more of what the truth really is about these things, which, you know, I have in all my books and I've laid out for humanity, and also to find a cure. And that what I found ultimately, which is the most important thing of all my life's work, is that suffering is not something dictated to us by an outer force or deity, God, or a devil, not by karma or anything that we have thought before. All suffering can be traced, and I've done this in thousands and thousands of sessions, 100% of the time. When you trace the condition that you're suffering from, when you trace it to its core, you will get to a subconscious pattern. And that pattern's being held in place by beliefs you took on. And the way it works, very simply, is let's say at 3 years old, Daddy was screaming and angry, and you got hit. And somehow, as a little child, you believed you were bad and that you were unlovable. And then all of a sudden, here you are at 20, 30, and the guy's screaming in your face, and it's created the same movie. And it will continue to
come. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. You know, I grew up and, you know, my mother, God bless her, I love her. She has passed on, but it was always the martyr. You had to be the martyr. She ruled by guilt, and you never achieved anything unless you suffered for it. And I never, ever, ever believed that. Never. And, you know, releasing that belief system is just so empowering. There is someone waiting, so I want to just stop for a minute and take the next call. Hello, caller, are you there? Is anybody on the air there? Anybody on the line? Hello? Okay, we can keep going because no one's answering.
I would love to comment on what you're saying. Yeah. What was so interesting in my years and years and years of this pioneering work in the psyche is I kept finding what you just said over and over again. And then I started tracing it down the generations of how many generations we've carried these belief systems that we're to be redeemed, we need to suffer. And that by suffering, we are made white as snow. We are getting transformed. So in book number one in the Earth 2012 series, I go into this in depth of the Saint Martyr pattern, and I think it's important for everyone to educate themselves that this is happening in our psyches. It keeps us always suffering and having the next challenge, the next. This is where we can heal it, and the quest can heal it very fast as it arises. So I hope everyone
And it is the basis for so many religions, that's the basis, that it's you only get to heaven if you suffer, if you're a martyr.
Right, and that's but you can see that those religions were well-meaning. It's just that they were trying to make sense of this dark side of the human equation, and so that's all they could think up because they weren't able at that time to do the scientific work in the psyche, because even when I was doing it, it was all uncharted, and I had to get in there on my own and find out what's really going on. It's just getting charted now. So, of course, they were trying to make up what they thought is why, and obviously they just thought, well, if we're having bad things all the time, it's because we're bad, right?
Right, and I think so much of that was power and
control. We're innocent and pure, and we're illumined, and we're divine beings. We're souls that are spiritual beings that have come to this earth experience, this 3D virtual reality experience, to grow and learn. And one of the things, one of our missions, I believe, in the missions of the Violet Person, is that we are here in this time, in this significant passage to 2012 and beyond, to birth a new world, to set a new stage so peace, harmony, and love can reign on Earth, so that all the mythology of the past and all of those patterns and all of that suffering can stop now, and that we can build the bridge to the new world by really getting into the inner world of the soul and healing these patterns for the last time.
Yes, and facilitating the fact that we are co-creators with God, that we have been controlled through power. So many of the religions, although well-meaning, have tried to control us through power and through negativity and through fear. And we are coming into this time of understanding that we create. That's what I love about the name of your book, The Violet Age of Return to Eden, because that's what I believe we are here to remember and recreate Eden. So I'm just going to take another call. Caller, you are on the air. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Oh, how are you this evening?
I'm great. You guys are having a great show.
Thank you. Do you have a question for Dr. Ariel?
I do. I wanted to know, how does one know that they are a violet person or soul? And if it isn't realized to them, how do they bring it out?
Perfect question. Thank you, Melinda.
Very good question.
In book number 2, Earth 2012, Time of the Awakening Soul, How Millions of People Are Changing Our Future, you will find everything about the violet person in there, and there's a test you can take that lays out the 22 master qualities of the violet person, and you can see if you're like a budding violet, if you're full-blown violet, and get a sense of self. And one of the exciting things also is that when you find your soul group, like when you understand you're part of the soul group and then you see the numbers, it's like, wow, I always felt alone, but there's millions of us and we're all going through this together. We all came into this world and went under the amnesia of this planet. We forgot who we were and what we were supposed to do. Not only that, we got embedded with these patterns that have been running down the generations of our family line, and those patterns have continually created havoc and disturbances and challenges and suffering. And we came in with a mission as violet souls to change all that. But the way to change it is we need to heal the patterns, and we need to actualize what I call the authentic self, our natural self, the self layered out down underneath all these patterns. We need to let that part of us come forward so that we can actualize our full potential, so we can remember who we are, and we can bring out our offering to the planet in this time. And that's why the quest works wonders, to heal the pattern and clear us from these overlays, and each session you get back to who you are. So you heal an issue, and you heal a subconscious part that's been running you and running your life and creating some kind of misery. And as you clear it through the seventh step, you really step into who you are again, and you remember and you see why the pattern served you to give you compassion for others and help hone you towards your work that you need to do, like mine did mine as I cured that incurable heart condition. And also by getting back to your authentic self, if you become a master at the quest, you can go very quickly as things arise and really minimize the time you're spending in your subconscious patterning and spend more time as your authentic self being positive and proactive and fulfilling your mission.
And we talked about that. I just wanted to bring that point up. Well, 2 points, actually. When you say that the patterns that we go through, they actually are there to serve us. So I think that's really an important point to make, that once again, these aren't horrible things that are happening to us, but they are there to serve us. And the other thing that you said about changing the ratio of the time that we spend being our authentic self as opposed to going through challenging times.
Right, that's really important. Like, we haven't understood what's happening in our psyche, and we haven't understood the different voices. So most of us on Earth have been running our patterns all the time. We're just living the fate dictated by our subconscious drives and patterns. And how that works is, you know, we wake up and we're a little irritable and groggy. Then someone says something at work, and now we're irritated and frustrated. And then we start feeling overstressed and overtaxed, and then maybe there's a moment our boyfriend says something and we all of a sudden, you know, lack confidence or feel insecure, and by the end of the day, we've been our inner aspects all day long. We have not been our authentic, proactive, positive, clear, and directed self. So what's really brilliant about the quest is as you do it, and I teach it and train people to do it as a lifestyle, when you have an issue up, when you are angry and get activated, you're moving very quickly into your session, your self-counseling, and taking that part of you through the seven steps. Well, I do it in like 10 minutes, and I can be back to myself, my authentic self. You know, when you're first learning, it's about an hour, 45 minutes with your journal. But you can master this to where you can just do it driving down the street. So you get activated at one meeting, and between, you know, walking down the hall to the next meeting, you're taking care of that part of you. You're transforming that. You're understanding the deeper pattern this has played out in your life, and you're stepping free back into your authentic self. What happens then is most of your life is spent in your authentic self, and that's where all the miracles occur. That's where you're connected to the divine and to everyone, and that's where you're fulfilling your mission and you're actualizing your full potential and you're unleashing your full creative self.
So. And that is an amazing place to be in. It's that, I kind of liken it to what I call the state of grace, when you have those goosebump moments where you just know that everything is in alignment. Your soul is in alignment with your destiny and other souls around you, and you just have this incredible feeling that you know what you're here, you know why you're here, and you can make a difference. It's just an amazing, amazing time to be alive, I think. So thank you very much, caller. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. So what do you think about all these people with the doomsday scenarios about 2012?
I write about that too, Daria. When I was younger, I had visions before I read Casey or any of the predictions and prophecies for this time. I had a visitation and I saw the dire potentials before us. And I was like 18. And then I also kept getting these visions where I saw these pinpoints of light becoming brighter and brighter on the planet, and then becoming circles of light and then patches of light until the whole world was filled with light. So early on, I had this understanding that we were really at the crux of time and space. This was a very historic time, and we could make a difference to it. And what I've found since from my deep research in the psyche, and I catalog it all in book one of the Earth 2012 series for everyone can read more in depth about this, and I'll just touch on it lightly, is that our subconscious programming, the way it is now, if we don't heal it, if we don't start turning within and addressing this, yes, these dire potentials will happen. They are happening. We are seeing the increase in virulent storms, plagues and pestilence, the water. Look at what just happened with the oil spill. And look at how high we got an 8.9 earthquake out of Chile in Hawaii, where I've lived a long time, but right now I'm in L.A., was waiting for a massive tsunami like hit in 1930. So we are seeing it. We are seeing an increase in crime, an increase in violence, an increase in the police state. All of these prophecies are coming true. What's happening simultaneously is the light side prophecies that I do read through the books as well are coming true. Humanity is awakening. From that awakening, all the human potential and other movements were birthed in the 60s and beyond. We're bringing in green technologies, new inventions, the quest is a cure we've never had before to heal our psyche and to actualize our full potential fast. This is a time of great import, but our choices individually are going to be the added, the equation, how it's going to all add up. We can't think it's all just going to happen and we just sit here being in our shadow self all day long.
Right.
Stumbling and gossiping and upset and talking about our woes. We need to roll up our sleeves And we need to be masters of our psychology, and we need to say, no, we're not going to play out these patterns anymore. And when we see them on our in our life playing out in a relationship or financial constraint or an illness, we need to be going inside and healing it at its core and healing it for the last time and ending it in our family lineages and ending it on Earth. And if we don't, then the shadow part of us is going to play out, and our little wars are going to be the big wars like they always happen on Earth. And we're going to have these dreams and visions like we always have had on the planet of peace and heaven on Earth, but we will never realize it. So if we want to birth a new world, we need to actualize the part of us that can birth it, and that's our authentic self, not our shadow self. The shadow
right, and, I, and it's very important, too, one thing that I've understood over the past, I would say, 10 or 15 years is that the more you align yourself with your authentic self, your higher self, your soul, and understand your mission, the harder it is to engage in any of that kind of activity. When someone starts to gossip or you know, someone starts talking about something that you that just doesn't resonate with you, it's so much easier now to just understand and say, no, I'm just going to move right through that. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to engage in negative activity. I'm not going to engage in gossip. I'm not going to badmouth anybody. Let's just focus on the positive. If we can't find the goodness, the lightness, the love in that person, then okay, just move on. But I just think it becomes harder and harder to engage in that kind of activity the more you align yourself with your authentic self.
Yeah, because
I heard a beep, so I want to see if we have another caller on the line. Hello? Hi, is anybody there in Netherland of radio?
They probably click on, but don't think they're anywhere while they wait while we talk.
I know they're
Colin,
they're off washing the dishes.
Fine.
So I want to talk a little bit about. Let's talk about opening Quest University. You're doing that. It's coming up in October in Malibu, right?
I'm so excited about this because up until now, I not only mastered this myself and my life has transformed so remarkably. I have healed so many of the scars and wounds and pain and things that make you aged and old and bent over. And people that meet me and know me in my everyday life, they could never imagine the hard things I've gone through. My heart has been totally healed, and I live, you know, in my eternally youthful place inside, and then when the issue comes up, like they will in a challenge, I just gracefully do my next session, and I transform it, and I'm back to who I really am, and I'm back in my mission. I've been passing this to some students over the last years and perfecting the courses where I could not only pass the torch of this body of knowledge in a way that people really get it, and that's through experience and through their own life experience, but also to be able to train and certify others under the nonprofit. I set it up so that people in a year can not only transform their life and become masters of this and this way of life and living in their authentic self, but they can also, if they want to, if they opt to, help other people, heal other people by being a certified life coach and counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for the first time, I'm opening up the course for a group, and so it's going to be a small group, like 7 or 8 people, and there's people interested right now that someone's coming as far away from Italy to move to LA to be a part of it. Other people are going to be flying in like Phoenix once a month, and so it's 1 week in a month, so it's be very manageable for anybody to take this training, and then there's some homework with that and some mastery homework to do of self sessions. And then upon graduation, you know, there's further levels of teacher training and things like that. So
this
really
is really
excited
about spreading your work and getting it out there.
Yes, because then, you know, you can be trained in this, and then you can actually open a chapter of our institute in your area, and you can serve that community and do support groups and help us in the global mission. And we're starting to take it into prisons, so you'll be on our
We're
going to
talk about that in a minute, too. Yeah. That's important. I want to talk about that. But I want to see, I think we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, my name is Arthur. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Arthur. Do you have a question for Dr. Ariel?
I have a question in general, a spiritual question for Dr. Ariel and yourself. And I'm not very spiritual. Lately, I tried for the very first time to smoke cannabis, and I did it legally, and I have the prescription and everything. And I feel like I had an experience different than anybody else, where I was connected to a Pleiadian type energy, and I had to research it and see what exactly was happening, because I could almost see myself as a different being in a whole different realm, and kind of like I was stuck in this realm that I kind of, and I remember there was a spirit that kept telling me that I keep getting it wrong and I can't seem to ascend, and I don't know what that was about. So it's been questioning me for a while, and I don't know if this is the topic of your show or.
Well, it feels negative in a sense of to get feedback like that, because what I find with my work, and as we uncover and awaken, and there is a purposefulness to everything and why we're here and what we're doing, and it is being divinely orchestrated in a phenomenal way. I personally am not an advocate of drugs and drug use. I know people have had transcendent experiences on them, but I find that you can also tap into astral plane and other things that are not beneficial for us and keeping our auras intact and keeping us strong in ourselves. So
I see. I understand. And I actually recently was watching a healer that was saying to shut off the pineal gland and shut off the crown chakra so that we don't connect with unwanted or negative energies. But I feel like it's completely random, and I feel like anytime I'm in a good mood or something.
Absolutely wrong. Go ahead.
Whoever's doing that is not assisting people to connect to their source. Basically, the pineal gland is the part of us where when we're in our authentic self, we're in that awakened state of that link up with the divine and all that is. And the crown chakra is where that connection with our divine self and those higher realms that we came from, that's our connection to home, to the divine. All of these kind of things of drugs, alcohol, trying to stop and shut down chakras, I would stay away from that. And it sounds like you're such a young and innocent soul. I would not be dabbling around if I were you. I would educate yourself and be studying things, but not jumping in and being the guinea pig of these things, because the things you started to tamper with are not positive for you.
I just want to interject something here, too, if I may, that we have everything we need within us. And I absolutely agree that drugs, although you can have transcendental experiences, that's not something that we need. We have everything within us. And your crown chakra is what connects you to your higher authentic self, and hence the violet people, because that the frequency of that chakra resonates with the color violet or purple. And the pineal gland is like a little transmitter, a crystalline transmitter. So the last thing you want to do is shut that down. So I would say trust that you have within yourself what you need and explore that, and don't give your power away to other people in that respect, okay?
I do appreciate that.
The quest is really safe in that, you know, you go on a journey, a safe journey, and it is transcendent. And sometimes you do just go into these amazing states afterwards that someone would say is, you know, you feel high, but it's a natural high because it's who we really are, and it's tapping into that light consciousness in our planet and higher realms. So there's ways of journeying awakening ourselves and activating ourselves that is very gentle, not jarring like things like ayahuasca and stuff like that that people do. Don't tear your aura and lead you prey for you know, other energies. So everybody, keep your auras intact, stay, you know, stay clean, keep yourselves aligned with your authentic self. Stop dabbling in all these things. Just really care enough about your souls to give yourself the highest best. You know,
that's right, because everything that you could, that you think you can attain with drugs, believe me, you can attain so much more without them. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. I want to give you some time here, Dr. Ariel, to talk about your rehabilitation model for the prisons. I think that's absolutely fascinating.
I'm so excited about it, and we really need contributions right now, donations, tax-deductible donations and grants, and we need fundraiser teams to assist. It's a major project here in California, and it's a woman's maximum security prison about 4 hours north of L.A. These women have been undergoing an amazing experience with the Freedom to Choose program under USM, and now they've been just clamoring for the quest. So now they get this deeper cut of this incredible tools. And body
what is Freedom to Choose? If I could interrupt you just for a minute, what is that Freedom to Choose?
It was bringing the spiritual psychology principles to the inmates at that prison. And they've done it, I think, about 6 years, 7 years now, and the women learn basic skills like forgiveness and self-forgiveness and perception checking, some of these skill sets in the, from the spiritual psychology course that they do at University of Santa Monica. So I volunteered in March with them, and then somehow they caught wind of the quest, the inmates, and they just started clamoring for it and signing up for it before it just kind of went like wildfire that they are hungry for it. I'm very excited about it. In November 13th and 14th, we're going to do the first, the Quest Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny forum there. It's going to be filmed and be a part of a short film that we can then show other prisons what can happen to these inmates. I watched with my own eyes with the smallest, simplest processes them going from hard and tough and ruined and wrecked to shining faces in 3 days. I am so excited to hand them the complete self-healing system of the Quest, which is the book, the healing journal, and the seven-step CD, and to train them in the Quest and to download this technology and this body of knowledge so they can understand and have amazing tools, because I believe they're going to run with it. Like wildfire, I think it's going to go through that prison. And as we catalog it and go back every 6 months and do these trainings and train more people in it, then we'll be able to showcase what a difference it does make and bring that to other prisons around the planet. And the goal is by 2014 that all prisons would have this as part of their curriculum and their self-help rehabilitation. Also, we're implementing a weekly healing forum for them run by Anna and Nyanta, who are inmates in that prison, who run the self-help different classes. And basically, the women are going to learn, get the tools, they're going to be in processes over the weekend, then they're going to have their self-healing system. If you guys help support and give us some money to make sure they have it, and then they'll be able to go weekly to these things and also do it in the privacy of their own, you know, cells and beds.
And which website would they go to make that happen, to get the information and to make donations?
It's on my AuroraJulianaAriel.com website under the Institute, and then you can see programs and stuff. And it's also under thequest.us. So thequest.us is really good because it's focused really on the Quest, and it has all of our, if you want to find out more and if you want to jump in and be a part of this training course for this year, you will actually be a volunteer at our prison project as part of your curriculum this year, and then you can do it for your own advancement or get that, have it as a certification to life coach and counsel others. Also, it'll have the Global Outreach Program and our rehabilitation program. And you guys can just go under Institute, and they'll give you a place where you can donate. I would just be so grateful. We really need funds. It's quite costly to do the film. So but the film's going to make a difference to people all over the planet, because we're not only going to catalog the dramatic effects and positive effects of people that feel wrecked and ruined, the worst element of our society, and their transformation in the mini film, but we're actually going to have parts of that in the bigger film, and that bigger film is going to be for everyone on the planet, so people around the world who are suffering, who have abusive relationships, who are devastated or feel wrecked and ruined, can heal and restore their lives with the quest, get the self-healing system, and totally heal themselves and get on the path of what their mission is supposed to be. So we need help, fundraisers. Help us, everybody, please.
So go to that website. And you also, we just have about a couple of minutes left, but I want to talk about your healing music, the CDs that you have also on your website.
Thank you. Yes, these songs are sung in a universal language of love, and there's like healing matrices in this music. You can find out on my website and then listen, click on and go to CD Baby and listen to some of this music. Renaissance of Grace is my solo album. River of Gold with Bruce Beckfar. Gypsy Soul, Heart of Passion has a whole new level flamenco twist on these songs. And more are going to be coming out, Healing Music for an Awakening World. But it's, everyone says, and you can read testimonials on it, of just the soothing, how restoring it is, how it just kind of puts you in your authentic self and helps you just be in that higher, transcendent, awake state. Also, as Daria said, please go on my website and get your free book, The Quest to Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny. It gives you the 7 steps in there, so you can get to work right away, healing your patterns and restoring yourself. And then please spread the word for me. I'm just expecting 7 to 8 amazing souls to join us for the Life Coach Counseling Certification course. And, of course, that starts, the first weekend is October 8th, 9th. The next weekend is the 13th, 14th. That will be at the prison. And then it kind of runs from there, 1 week in a month.
And for your, and the Quest University, you're only taking 7 to 8 people. So anybody who's interested, you need to jump on that right away. This
it's
is going to be amazing
very...
because it's going to flow throughout the universe. It's going to just be exponential. It's going to be like a wave. It's just going to go on and on and on and on and on.
Thank you.
And the Quest, once again, for everybody listening, it's free. Go to the website and download it. And that website, again, is AuroraJulianaAriel.com. It is on my show page. It's free. You can start doing the work. And the other on all of the books, the 3 books, where you can read everything you need to know about awakening the soul, about a return to Eden, the test for the violet people to kind of get you on your way, and if you can find it in your heart to help her donate so that you can help Dr. Ariel get this whole program going for women in prison. How incredible would that be if it changed the prison system? How amazing would that be? It would be miraculous. But you know what? Miracles happen every day. They happen all the time. It's not something that happened centuries ago in the Bible and they never happen again. They happen because we create them. So let's get this created, people. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show this evening. You have brought so much information, and I want to congratulate you on the work that you do, because it is delivered with love and healing. Self-healing is empowering, and to understand your authentic self is to understand the miracle self. So I want to thank you for being here this evening.
Thank you so much
And
everyone for tuning in. Thank you.
Yes. And I would like to end my show with a quote, and the quote is actually something that you said that I read that really resonated with me. When we understand the power of this time and our role within it, we can more consciously lend our vision and heart to the work at hand. We can transform a world that seems like it is spinning out of control by lending our allegiance to a higher vision and working to bring forth our individual divine plan. So take that away with you this evening. Hold it in your heart. Next week, my guest on Medium in Our Midst is going to be astrologer extraordinaire Deborah Clement, who is extremely psychic and a phenomenal astrologer, and she will come on with her magical ways, and we will be taking calls. So have your birth date and time and place of birth ready. And I want to thank all of you for listening this evening. I wish you grace and peace always, and until next week, good night.